time over to the pastor. When summer comes, a lot of people will be traveling.
我昨天算了一下，我们教会有七家人在旅行。
Yesterday I counted there are seven families from our church who are on travel.
有人去国内,
some back to China.
有人去了东南亚,
others to Southeast Asia.
请我们大家在祷告中纪念他们平安顺利。
Please remember all of them that they will be safe.
有一天一个妈妈跟她的小儿子坐在沙发上面。
One day, a mom was sitting with his little son on the sofa.
他们在翻看一本旧的相簿。
They were looking at the old picture album.
他们看到一个年轻英俊的男人。
They saw a picture of a young, handsome man.
头上也长满了黑色的头发跟卷卷的头发。
A full head of dark, black and curly hair.
所以小儿子就说他是谁啊？
And this little boy said, "Who is this?"
妈妈很自豪地回答。
My mom proudly replied,
他是你的爸爸。
That's your father.
是吗？ 这个小孩子问。
And the little boy asked, "Really?"
那么那位跟我们住在一起。
Then the one who's staying with us now.
头有光秃秃的家伙是谁啊？
The bald guy. Who is he?
我想这个故事可能不是真的。
I don't think this is a true story.
It's not a true story.
It's not a true story.
可能是伪造的。
Probably it's fiction.
因为不管我们父亲是什么时候的照片照的。
Because no matter when the picture of our father was taken,
我们差不多可以认得出他来。
I'm sure that we can recognize him.
但是不少的基督徒却有一个严重的问题。
But then a lot of Christians have a serious problem.
不认得他们的天父。
They don't know their heavenly father.
为什么会有这样的情形？
Why is there such a case?
因为我们的童年跟长大的经历，
Because our childhood and our growing up experience,
无形中变成了我们和神关系的参照点，
will unconsciously become our reference point for our relationship with our heavenly father.
当我们进到天父的时候，
When we hear our heavenly father,
我们很自然地先想到我们地上的父亲。
Very naturally, we will think of our earthly father first.
如果我的父亲是可靠的，
If my father is dependable,
我很容易接受神是可靠的。
Then it's very easy for me to accept that my heavenly father is dependable.
如果我的父亲是关心我的，
If my earthly father cares about me,
我很容易接受神是爱。
Then I can easily accept that God is love.
如果我的父亲对我有耐性，
If my father is patient with me,
我很容易接受神不轻易发怒。
Then it's easy for me to accept that God is slow to anger.
如果我的父亲常常给我个很好的建议，
If my father always gives me good advice,
我能接受神有丰富的智慧和知识。
Then I can accept that God is wise and full of understanding.
但是反过来，
But on the other hand,
如果在你的童年跟长大的过程当中，
While you're growing up,
你的父亲不是这样，
Your father is not like that.
他很忙碌，
He's very busy.
他很少花时间在你的身上。
He seldom spends time on you.
或者他虽然参加你的课外活动，
Or even if he attends your extracurricular activity,
但是他是人在心不在。
He's present physically, but his heart is not.
他还是拿着他的行动电话，
He's talking a cell phone.
他甚至把他电脑都带来了。
Or he brings his computer with him.
或者说他就是对专爱你的弟弟或妹妹有偏心。
Or he plays favoritism.
或者，
Or
他从来没有向你表示过任何温和亲切的言行。
Or he never shows any tenderness, endearing moments with you.
你已经快18岁了。
You're approaching 18 years old.
或已经是成年人了。
And you are almost an adult.
你的爸爸从来没有告诉过你说我爱你。
Your father never told you that he loves you.
他也没有从来告诉过你说我感谢神奖你赐给我。
And he never said that I thank God for giving you to me.
甚至你的爸爸是位暴君。
Or maybe your father is even a tyrant.
他虐待过你。
He abused you.
当你生命中有这些负面的经历的时候，
if you have these negative experiences in your life,
你很难在感情上跟那个天父连在一起。
It's very difficult for you to connect with the Heavenly Father emotionally.
你头脑上是知道。
In your head, you understand.
神是爱。
That God is love.
他有丰富的慈爱。
There's abundant loving kindness.
他有怜悯，有恩典，他不纪念我们的罪。
He is merciful and he is gracious and does not remember our sins.
但你的心仍然是空虚的。
And yet your heart is still empty.
因为在情感上，你仍然在等待你地上的父亲将这些事情彰显出来。
Because emotionally, you are still waiting your heavenly your father to show these things to you.
所以我们每一个人
，So for every one of us，
不管我们年纪多大
，No matter how old we are，
我们可以用一些帮助来更认识这位天父。
We need some help to help us to know our heavenly father better.
今天我们从圣经当中。
And today from the Bible,
来更认识这位天父。
Let's know our Heavenly Father better.
我们看到他的四方面。
We'll look at that from four aspects.
看看我们的天父是怎样的一位天父。
And find out what kind of Heavenly Father is
our Heavenly Father. 第一
个。First.
他是完全的。
He is perfect.
这是在马太福音，对不起，我们没有把中文打在节目单上面。马太福音五章。48节，请你加一下。
Matthew 5:4, sorry, it's not translated in Chinese. This reference.
48节。
Matthew 5:48.
马太福音五章四十八节。
Matthew chapter 5:48.
所以你们要完全，像你们的天父完全一样。
Therefore, you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect.
我注意到一件事情。
I've noticed one thing.
许多小孩子都经过一段时期。
Many children they go through a stage.
他认为他们的父亲是世界上最聪明、最有能力的人。
They think that their father is the smartest and the most powerful person.
一提到跑步的话。
Thinking about running.
他认为他爸爸跑得比那个快速的子弹还要快。
They think the father runs faster than speeding bullet.
提到游泳呢？
And when he thinks about swimming.
他认为他爸爸可以游得比200匹马力的快艇还要快。
He thinks that his father will swim faster than a 200 horsepower boat.
提到跳高呢？
And about jumping high.
他爸爸一跳就可以跳到12层楼上面。
His father can with one jump reach the 12th story of building.
小孩子起先都认为他们的父亲是完全的。
So at first, the children always think their fathers are perfect.
但是有一天呢
？But one day,
他们领悟到
，they realize
他们的父亲就像任何人一样
，that their father is just like everybody else.
有缺点
，he has his faults.
容易犯错
，is fallible.
甚至不肯承认
，and also he's very slow in admitting those faults.
但我们的天父却不是这样。
But our Heavenly Father is not like that.
刚才我们读了圣经节，耶稣告诉我们天父是完全的。
Our verse we just read, Jesus told us that our Heavenly Father is perfect.
既然我们有神的生命，他也希望我们像天父一样的完全。
And since we have the life of our Heavenly Father, He wants us to be perfect as He is perfect.
大家有没有注意到
？So have you noticed it?
耶稣没有把这个水平降下来。
Jesus did not lower the standard
来迎合我们
to fit us, to suit us.
因为当他这样做的话，他就妥协了天父的属性了。
Because if he lowers that, then he'll be compromising the attribute of God.
他把天父的榜样摆在那里。
So he set God's example up there.
要我们往上走。
For us to reach to
it. 而不要把神拉下来。
But not to lower God to our level.
神是完全的。
God is perfect.
我们头脑上是可以了解。
So mentally we can understand.
但其实在言行上我们也可以看得见他的作为。
And through his words and his actions we can see.
当神说他爱你的时候。
When God tells us he loves us.
他的爱就是完全的爱。
His love is perfect love.
不会说还需要爱多一点。
He cannot love more.
当神引导你的时候。
When God guides us.
他的引导不会说下次引导会更好。
His guidance will not be improved more next time.
当他赦免你罪的时候
，When he forgives us our sins,
他就是完全的赦免。
He forgives completely.
不会下一次又把它提起来。
And will not mention it again next time.
请问在你长大的过程当中
May I ask, during your growing up time,
有哪些事情你希望在你的父亲身上有的
What are some of things that you wish for in your father,
却找不到的事
and yet you cannot find?
如果你希望你的父亲能够经常跟你在一起
If you want your father to be with you all the time,
你的天父是无所不在的
Your Heavenly Father is omnipresent.
他每时每刻可以在你的旁边。
He can be beside you every minute of the day.
如果你希望的父亲能够跟你谈经常谈话
If you want your father to talk to you more,
给你一些实际的建议
and to give you some specific advice,
我们不要忘记天父是智慧知识的源头。
Don't forget that our Heavenly Father is a source of wisdom and understanding.
他的智慧比你的敌人更有智慧。
His wisdom is better, greater than our enemies.
他的智慧比你的老师更有智慧。
He's wiser than our teachers.
他的智慧也比年长的人更有智慧。
He's wiser than the elderly.
如果你希望得到父亲的身上得到温暖跟得到爱
If you want to get a tenderness or love from your father,
我们不要忘记圣经上的一句话。
Don't forget a word from the Bible.
我们看耶利米书。
Let's turn to Jeremiah.
三十一章。
Chapter 31.
第三节。
Verse 3.
耶利米书三十一章第三节。
Jeremiah 31, verse
3. 这边说，古时耶和华向以色列显现。说我以永远的爱爱你因此我以慈爱吸引你古时候是这样
It's from a long time ago,
今天他仍然这样
Today is still the same.
我们的神不但是完全的神
Not only is our God perfect,
他也是完全的天父
It's a perfect heavenly father.
你想在你地上父亲上所找到的一切
All the things that you want your earthly father to possess.
天父都有
Our Heavenly Father has
并且是完全的有
and also he has them perfectly.
更难的他喜欢把这些供给给你
and it's even more unthinkable he wants to give all these to us
你可以将你的需要告诉他
you can tell him your needs
希伯来书里面有一句应许
there's a promise in the book of Hebrews
那我们看希伯来书第四章十六节
let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16
希伯来书四章十六节
Hebrews 4:16
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前为要得连续蒙恩惠做随时的帮助将你的需要带到天父的面前
Bring your needs to your Heavenly Father
他喜欢答应你的祷告
He loves to answer your prayers
天父的第一点他是完全的
The first point about our Heavenly Father is that he is perfect
第二点他是慈悲跟安慰人的
Second point is that he is merciful and comforting
我们从两方面来看
We look at that from two aspects
我们先看他是慈悲的
First we look at that he is merciful
我们看哥林多后书
We look at 2 Corinthians
第三三节
Chapter 1 verse 3
哥林多后书一章三节
Second Corinthians chapter 1 verse 3
这里说愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神就是发慈悲的父发慈悲的父
The Father of mercy
慈悲这个希腊文有各种意思
This word mercy in Greek has many meanings.
我把它英文的翻译、英文的解释打在上面。
I've put the English meaning in the bulletin.
首先是同情。
First is compassion.
然后是悲叹。
Then a lament.
或者对于某个对象悲惨的状况而引起的悲伤。
Or sorrow which arises from pitiful state of the object.
那么这主要是指理解和同情的情感
That means the understanding and consolation, that kind of emotion
人有慈悲的心
People possess mercy
Human being 因为我们是照着神的形象造的。
Because we are created in God's image.
所以你刚才看到四川的大地震,
so when you knew about the earthquake in Sichuan,
许多人去世,
many people died from it.
你心里难过,
you were sad, sorrowful.
你同情他们的遭遇,
you have compassion for their heartache.
但你看到你的孩子跌伤了,
when you see your child falling and
流血了,
and he's bleeding,
你看到他悲惨的情况,
you see his pitiful state.
你悲伤跟同情,
so you have sorrow and you have compassion.
当你知道一位太太,
when you know of a wife,
她的丈夫因为癌症去世,
her husband died from cancer,
她5岁的小男孩因为血癌去世,
and his 5-year-old son also died from leukemia,
另外留下两个孩子,
and left two children.
你为她悲惨的情况悲哀而同情,
and you have compassion and you lament for her pitiful state.
我们的神是慈悲的,
our Heavenly Father is merciful,
所以你的痛苦也让他痛苦,
therefore your pain is his pain.
甚至你的痛苦是因为你犯罪而来,他仍然痛苦,
even if the pain is from our sin, he still feels the pain.
有人以为神是个教条主义者,
some people think that God is a legalist,
很令人讨厌,
that is really detestable.
哦,他总是在暗中观察你,
he's always watching us in the darkness,
等你做错事情,
and then waiting for us to make mistakes,
然后他手指指着你的鼻子说,
and then he'll point at our nose and say,
See, I told you so, 我已经告诉过你了,
I told you so.
如果你顺从我的话,
if you obey me,
你就不会有今天这种烂摊子了,
this, you won't be in this kind of mess.
很不幸的,
but unfortunately,
有些父亲也这样,
some fathers are like that too.
我要承认, 我也不止一次也这样,
I can admit that I am like that more than once.
影响了孩子们的长大,
so, and then that affects the children while they're growing up.
但我们的天父却不是这样,
but our Heavenly Father is not like that.
他是慈悲的,
he is merciful.
这是他的属性之一,
this is one of his attributes.
并且他慈悲是完全的慈悲,
and his merciful is perfect.
当我们犯罪的时候,
so when we are sinning,
他不会喜乐,
he will not rejoice.
他不会只是说我告诉你以后, 然后就不理你了,
he will not say, I told you, and then won't pay attention to us anymore.
他同情我们的情况,
he is compassionate on our situation.
他为我们悲惨的情形而难过,
and he's sorrowful because of our pitiful state.
我们天父不但是慈悲, 他更是安慰人的神,
not only is our Heavenly Father merciful, he is a comforting God.
这是哥林多后书第1章第3节的后半边,
this is found in second part of 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 3.
说赐各样安慰的神,
God of all comfort.
那么安慰这个希腊字也有它很好的意思,
comfort has a very good meaning in Greek also.
我把它英文打出来,
I printed the English translation.
首先是鼓励,
first is encouragement,
然后慰问,
and then consolation,
然后安慰,
and comfort.
它是说当一个人通过一个严峻的考验的时候, 他站在你的旁边或走在你的旁边来鼓励你,
it's a standing beside or coming beside a person to encourage him when he's undergoing severe testing.
当我了解这个意义的时候我很喜欢,
so when I understood this meaning, I really like this word.
保罗提醒我们,
Paul reminds us,
当你被伤害的时候,
that when you are hurt,
当你忧愁的时候,
that's when you are sorrowful,
当你情绪下沉的时候,
when you are depressed,
当你害怕的时候,
when you are afraid,
当你需要神帮助你的时候,
when you need God's help,
神就来到你的旁边,
God will come beside you,
站在你的旁边,
stand beside you,
鼓励你,
to encourage you,
安慰你,
to comfort you,
这个叫做安慰,
that's meaning of comfort.
你我在这个世界上需要这样的鼓励跟安慰,
we need this kind of encouragement and comfort in this world we live in.
有时候这个鼓励是来自我们地上的父亲,
sometimes the encouragement is from earthly things.
我记得我刚刚来美国念书,
I remember when I first came to the United States to study,
英文听不太懂,
I could not understand English very well.
老师也讲得很快。
And teachers were speaking too fast for me.
作业很多。
And had a lot of homework.
功课压力很大。
A lot of pressure from school work.
我那时候担心。
And at that time was worried.
如果第一年我的成绩不好。
That if my record of first year is not good.
我的奖学金可以继续保留吗？
Can I still keep my scholarship for next year?
我爸爸知道我的担心。
My father knew my worry.
他给我寄了一个邮件啊。
So he sent me an aerogram.
今天很少看到邮件啊。
Something an aerogram, something we don't see too much of today.
那时候没有电信。
At that time we didn't have email.
普通的航空信比较贵。
And then the just regular airmail is more expensive.
所以这个邮件它已经就是一个蓝色，可以把它折起来，然后寄出去。
The airmail is just printed right, and then you can just stick.
他在邮件里面告诉我。
And so in his aerogram.
叫我不用担心。
He told me not to worry.
尽我的能力。
Just do my best.
他说如果没有奖学金的话。
He said that even if I don't get a scholarship.
他也会将他尽他所有的能力来帮助我把书念完。
He will do his best to help me finish my studies.
我接到他的信以后，
and after I got his letter,
我肩膀上的重担就不见了。
A burden on my shoulder disappeared.
我可以开始又专心的念书。
I could start to pay attention to my studies again.
这个是叫安慰。
Now this is consolation. This is comforting.
当我经过那个严厉的考验的时候，
when I underwent the severe testing,
他来到我的旁边。
He came to stand beside me.
鼓励我。
To encourage me.
比如说我们地上的父亲已经不在了。
Sometimes our earthly father is not here anymore.
或者他也许不太理你的事情。
Or maybe he doesn't pay attention to your affairs.
他对你的事情没有兴趣。
He is not interested.
但是我们天父他总是理。
But our heavenly father always cares.
他总不会忘记你。
He'll never forget us.
他怎么样来安慰我们？
How can he comfort us?
我们天父就经常用他的话语。
Our Heavenly Father often uses his words.
十几年前。
More than 10 years ago.
我在一间美国公司做事情。
I was working in a U.S. firm.
这是一间国防公司。
It's a defense company.
所以经费是从美国国防部来。
So our all the budget is from the defense department.
前五年做得很高兴。
The first 5 years I was very happy there.
第六年。
And the sixth year.
情形开始有改变。
Situation started to change.
因为美国跟苏联的冷战结束啊。
Because the Cold War ended between United States and Russia.
所以美国国防部开始大大的缩减预算。
And so the Defense Department started to cut the budget.
许多国防公司都受到很大的影响。
So a lot of defense contractors were affected.
有的合并。
Some were combined.
有的裁员。
Some had to lay off people.
有的将一些部门关起来。
Otherwise, others had to cut a lot of people.
我们的公司也一样。
Same with my company too.
六月初我记得。
I remember the beginning of June.
我的大老板告诉我说，我们这个分公司啊，整个要被关掉。
So my big boss told me that this my group will be closed completely.
怎么办？
So what should I do?
我想到我家里的情形。
I thought of my situation at home.
那时候我的大女儿刚高中毕业。
At that time, my older daughter just graduated from high school.
而且念大学。
Just going to a college.
那几年学费以后怎么办？
So where will her tuition come from?
每个月房子还要付 mortgage。
And every month we still had to pay mortgage.
几个月以后还能付吗？
Could we afford it after a few months?
要找同样的工作有可能吗？
Can I still find comparable job?
需要多久的时间呢？
How long will it take?
我担心，我害怕。
I was worried, I was fearful.
怎么办？
What should I do?
我那时候仍然继续我的读经、灵修、祷告。
I still continued my devotions, my Bible reading and prayer.
那年六月六号。
And that year on June 6th.
我读到耶利米书十七章。
I just read Jeremiah chapter 17.
请你们看一下。
Please turn to Jeremiah 17.
耶利米书十七章。
Jeremiah 17.
当我读到第七节、第八节的时候
，When I got to verses 7 and 8,
耶利米书十七章
Jeremiah chapter 17.
第七节。
Verse 7.
依靠耶和华，以耶和华为可靠的，那人有福了。他必像树栽于水旁，在河边扎根，炎热来到，并不惧怕。叶子必乃必清脆，在干旱之年毫无挂虑，而且结果不止。
Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, and whose trust is in the Lord. For he will be like a tree planted by the water, that extends its roots by a stream, and will not fear when the heat comes. But its leaves will be green, and it will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor cease to yield fruit.
那几天明城的天气也特别怪。
Those few days, the weather in the 20s was kind of strange.
非常的炎热。
Very hot.
冷气总是一直动的。
And the air conditioning was turning on all the time.
并且有一阵子没有下雨了。
And also we did not have rain for a while.
就像第八节所讲的。
Just like what's described in verse 8.
炎热干旱。
Heat and drought.
但是当我读到这个圣经节的时候。
Yet when I read these verses.
我的眼泪都快掉出来。
My tears welled up in my eyes.
因为我知道神已经知道我的情形。
Because I know that God knew my situation.
他已经答应我。
He's promised me.
他一定会带领我经过。
He'll lead me through.
他怎么带领我不晓得。
I don't know how he's going to lead me.
但是我知道他已经来到我的身边。
But I know he's standing beside me.
他要鼓励我。
He'll encourage me.
他要安慰我。
He'll comfort me.
神的话绝不落空。
God's word will never be in vain.
说立就立。
If he orders it, then it will be established.
几个月以后，神又赐给我另外一个工作。
So after a few months, God gave me another job.
他的确来到我的旁边。
He really came alongside me.
鼓励我。
To encourage me.
弟兄姐妹们或青年人。
Brothers and sisters and young people.
不管你的父亲离你有多远。
No matter how far is your father with you,
或者不在了,
or he is not living anymore,
你的天父便在你的旁边,
your heavenly father is standing beside you.
打开你的圣经,
open your Bible,
让他来鼓励你,
let him encourage you,
让他来在你的旁边安慰你,
let him be standing alongside you to encourage you.
因为你的天父是为安慰的神,
because your heavenly father is a comforting God.
我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
我们看到天父是完全的。
We've seen that our heavenly Father is perfect.
我们的天父是慈悲跟安慰人的。
Our heavenly Father is merciful and comforting.
我们再看天父是圣洁的。
We'll look at this point. Heavenly Father is holy.
我们看启示录啊。
Let's look at Revelation.
启示录四章八节。
Chapter 4, verse 8.
启示录四章八节。
Revelation chapter 4 verse 8。
这边说四活物各有六个翅膀，遍体内外都满了眼睛，他们作业不住地说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，主神是昔在、今在、以后。永在的全能人，这边提到三次圣哉，或者是圣洁、圣洁、圣洁。
Here is the word holy is used three times.
圣洁基本的意思就是分开。
The basic meaning of holiness is separation.
跟什么分开
？Separate from what？
和罪分开。
From sin.
和一些暗昧的事分开。
From things of dark.
和一切污秽的事分开。
Or some unclean things.
但这边就提圣哉提到三次。
Here the word holy is used three times.
我们当中有人知道以赛亚书里面提到圣哉提的三次。
Some of you can remember that in a chapter in Isaiah, holy was used three times.
为什么提三次
？Why three times?
因为这是犹太人强调一件事情的方法。
Because this is the method Jews use to emphasize a point.
今天如果你要写一个文章
，Today if you want to write an essay,
发表个杂志，发表一篇论文
，or you are writing an article,
或者要写个电信
，or you want to write an email.
如果你要强调一个字或一句话。
If you want to emphasize a word or a sentence,
你有许多方法。
You have many tools at hand.
你可以在下面画一条线。
You can underline it.
你可以把它颜色弄成红色的。
You change the color to red.
你也可以把它的字体啊弄得更大一点。
You can change the to bigger font.
你也可以把它英文说 bold 哈，把它这个凸显。
And then you can use bold letters.
当时犹太人没有这些。
But the Jews at that time didn't have those tools.
他们要强调一件事情。
When they wanted to emphasize,
他们平常用的方法是重复。
The usual way they use is to repeat.
但是在极少数的情形。
But in very rare occasion,
他们讲了三次。
They'll say it three times.
这是表示说这是最要紧的一件事情。
To show that this is the most important.
这是强调的极高点。
This is the highest point of emphasis.
圣经告诉我们一件事情。
And Bible tells us one thing.
圣洁是神最基本的属性。
Holiness is the most fundamental attribute of God.
你有没有想过一个问题？
Have you thought of this question?
我们常常说神是爱。
We often say that God is love.
是的。
Yes, He is.
但圣经没有一个地方。
Yet nowhere in the Bible.
会说神是爱，是爱，是爱。但是
say that God is love, love, love.
我们说神是信实。
We say God is faithful.
是的，神是信实。
He is.
但圣经里面找不出哪一个地方。
But we cannot find anywhere in the Bible.
就提到说神是信实，信实，信实有三次。
It says that God is faithful, faithful, faithful.
但是在圣经里面至少有两次的地方。
But in the Bible at least two times.
犹太人用他们知道的方法告诉我们。神最基本的属性是圣洁。
The Jews use the way they know of to show us that God is most holy.
如果不是因为他圣洁的缘故，
if he were not holy,
耶稣不需要死在十字架上。
Jesus does not need to die on the cross.
他可以大赦就好了。
He can say just give people clemency.
神是天父是圣洁的。
Our Heavenly Father is holy.
所以他会为我们的罪忧伤。
Therefore, he's sorrowful about that sin.
我们看一次圣经节。
Let's look at the Bible verse.
四世纪。
In Judges.
十章十六节。
Chapter 10, verse 16.
四世纪。
Judges 10.
十章十六节。
10, 16.
这里说四世纪十章十六节。以色列人就除掉他们中间的外邦神，侍奉耶和华。耶和华以因以色列受的苦难，就心中担忧了，或者是忧伤。请就里面一下。
So they put away the foreign god from among them and served the Lord, and he could bear the misery of Israel no longer. That means he was grieved because of their sins.
今天有些人有个错误的了解。
Today people have the erroneous understanding.
认为这位神是个慈祥的老公公。
Thinking that God is a kindly grandfather.
当神在看到人在地上犯罪的时候。
When God sees people sinning on earth.
他只是摇头微笑的说。
He would just gently shake his head and smiling, saying,
啊，真顽皮哦，真顽皮哦。
These naughty kids, naughty, naughty. If God were like that, maybe we would like him. But we won't respect him.
圣经告诉我们是这位神是值得我们爱跟尊敬的。
The Bible tells us this God is worthy of our love and our honor.
如果我们是他的儿女，
if we are his children,
他要我们怎么样？
Whatever he wants us to do.
我们看彼得前书。
What does he want us to do? Let's turn to 1 Peter.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
十四节到十六节。
Verses 14 to 16.
彼得前书第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1.
十四节到十六节。
Verses 14 to 16.
你们既作顺命的儿女。就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。那招你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，因为经上记得说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。 神希望我们圣洁。
God wants us to be holy.
因为我们是他的儿女。
For we are his children.
所以当我们犯罪的时候。
So when we sin.
当我们讲谎话。
When we lie.
当我们在申请表上填写不应该写的资料。
When we put down the wrong information on the application form.
当我们和人家吵架，骂人。
When we argue with people and we say bad.
当我们偷东西。
We steal things.
偷公司的时间。
Steal time from the company.
偷公司的小东西。
Steal little things from the company.
偷公司的金钱。
And steal money from the company.
当我们在背后诽谤人。
And when we slander people behind the back.
当我们不肯尊敬父母亲。
When we are unwilling to obey our parents.
当我们不肯尊敬在上掌权者。
When we won't submit to those in authority.
当我们把圣经的话当作耳边风。
When we just ignore God's word.
天父还是心痛。
God is grieved.
他为我们的罪而忧伤。
He's grieved for our sins.
但天父他不只是忧伤而已。
But not only is God grieved.
然后说这些事情太麻烦，不去想他。
He would say, "Well, it's too complicated. I won't think about it anymore."
他会管教我们。
He would discipline us.
我们看一句圣经节。
Let's look at a verse.
希伯来书。
Hebrews.
十二章。
Chapter 12.
第五节到第六节。
Verses 5 to 6.
希伯来书十二章
Hebrews 12,
第五节到第六节
Verses 5 to 6.
他说你们一万人要劝你们如同劝儿子的话说我儿你不可轻看主的管教被他责备的时候也不可灰心因为主所爱的他必管教又鞭打还手收纳的儿子这边告诉我他管教的原因是因为爱
Here we are told that the reason for God's discipline is because of his love
我们再读下去
Let's continue
第七节第八节
verse 7 and 8.
你们所受的是神管教你们待你们如同待儿子焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢管教原是众子所共受的你们若不受管教就是私子、或者说私生子不是儿子了在古代的社会当中
In the ancient society,
甚至是在今天的一些世界的某个地方
even in some nations today,
仍然有这样的情形
this condition still exists,
就是一个男人有不少的私生子
and that is a man will have a number of illegitimate children.
这个男人对这些私生子他不觉得他有什么责任
This man does not consider himself responsible for these illegitimate children
因为他们不是合法的或正当的后代
Because they are not his legal heirs
所以他不管教他们
So they don't, he doesn't discipline them
他就让他们自生自灭
He'll just let them go any way they want
但你的天父会管教你
But your heavenly father will discipline you
因为你是他的儿女
Because you are his children
我们再看第九节到十一节
Let's look at verses 9 to 11.
再者我们曾有生生的父管教我们我们暂且敬重他何况万灵的父我们岂不更当顺服他得生吗生生的父都是暂随己意管教我们唯有万灵的父管教我们是要我们得益处使我们在他的圣洁上有份凡管教的事当时不觉得快乐反觉得愁苦后来却为那经验过的人结出平安的果子就是义第十节提到说随己意
Verse 10 says that it seems best to them
我可以了解
I can understand that
因为一个父亲管教他的儿女
When the father disciplines his children,
他总以为他管教的方法是最好的。
He always thinks that his way of discipline is best.
但他却常常犯错。
But very often he makes mistakes.
我知道我是这样的情形。
I know I am like that.
可能你也是。
Maybe you are like that too.
有时候太严。
Sometimes it's too harsh.
有时候太松了。
Sometimes too lenient.
有时候太快。
Sometimes too fast.
有时候太慢。
Other times too slow.
有时候什么事都可以
Sometimes we let everything go.
有时候什么事都不行
Other times nothing is good enough.
当我们的天父在管教的事上
And for our Heavenly Father regarding discipline,
他从来不会有错。
He's never wrong.
因为他是完全的。
Because he's perfect.
所以他管教你的时候。
Therefore, when he disciplines you,
他的时间是最合适。
His timing is the best.
他的动机是最纯粹。
His motive is purest.
他的方法是最有效。
And his method is the most effective.
什么样的结果？
What's the result then?
让我们得好处。
For us to get the benefit.
让我们能够更成熟，更像他。
So it will be more mature and more like him.
管教这个字原来的意思有训练。
Discipline has the meaning of training in it.
训练什么？
Train for what?
训练我们知道，当我们不顺命的时候会有惩罚。
Train us to know that when we disobey, there will be discipline.
但是更要紧的。
But more importantly.
不是说训练让我们知道过去。
Discipline not for us to know about our past.
而是训练我们说我们将来会顺服。
So that discipline not so that we will submit in the future.
眼睛是在前面。
Our eyes on.
眼睛不是在后面。
Not behind us.
神怎么样管教我们
？How does God discipline us?
有时候借着他自己的话。
Sometimes through His words.
让你看了要扎心。
So that your heart will be touched by it.
你心里不安。
You will not have peace.
一直到你对付为止。
Until you face that problem.
有时候就借着爱你们的父母亲。
Sometimes through your loving parents.
有时候借着关心你们教会的领袖。
Or sometimes through the leaders in church who care about you.
你的牧师。
Your pastor.
你的执事。
Your deacon.
他们的责备。
Their rebuke.
他们的劝告。
And their admonition.
希望你能更像神。
So that you can be more like God.
比如说借着关心你的弟兄姐妹
Sometimes through brothers and sisters who care about you
比如说借着政府的官员
Sometimes through government officials
学校里的老师
The teachers in school
或公司里的上司
Or your boss at work
刚才念的希伯来书十一节说得很好
Verse 11 of Hebrews is really good
十二章十一节
Chapter 12 verse 11
凡管教的事当时不觉得快乐反觉得愁苦或者是痛苦，后来却为那经历过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
All discipline for a moment seems not to be joyful but sorrowful, means painful. Yet to those who have been trained by it, afterwards it yields the peaceful fruits of righteousness.
希望你我碰到管教的时候
，I hope that when you encounter discipline,
有个谦卑跟接受的心
，you'll be humble and willing to accept.
这样管教虽然是痛苦的
And therefore, even though the discipline is sorrowful or painful,
我们却不会浪费掉一个痛苦的经历
We won't waste this painful experience.
我们看最后一点
Let's look at the last point.
它是我们的引导
He is our guide.
一个好父亲总会引导他的儿女
A good father always guides his children.
你会教他怎么打球
You teach him how to play ball.
怎么游泳
How to swim.
怎么做数学
How to do math.
怎么考试
How to take exams.
怎么骑单车
How to ride a bike.
怎么钓鱼
How to fish.
怎么开车
How to drive a car.
怎么交朋友
How to make friends.
怎么教你将来的丈夫和妻子
How to find the right spouse for you.
怎么找工作
How to find a job.
怎么写履历表
How to prepare resume.
如何准备面试
How to prepare for interview.
神也是这样
God is like that too.
他是天父
He is Heavenly Father.
他喜欢引导我们
He loves to guide us.
我们看出圣经节
Let's look at the verse.
耶利米书三十一章第九节
Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 9
耶利米书三十一章第九节
Jeremiah 31 verse 9
旧约耶利米书三十一章第九节，这里说：“他们要哭泣而来，我要照他们恳求的引导他们，使他们在河水旁走正直的路，在其上不至半截，因为我是以色列的父，以法莲是我的长子。当年神是以色列人的天父。”
At that time, God was the father of Israel.
引导他们
He guided them.
今天神是所有信他人的天父
today God is the Heavenly Father of all believers.
他要同样的引导他们。
He will guide them the same way.
走正直的道路。
To walk in a straight path.
不致跌倒。
So that they will not stumble.
神要你我走的路，不见得每个人都一样。
The path that God has for us is not the same for everybody.
我们每个人都在他的计划当中。
Everyone is in his plan.
我们另外看一看圣经节。
Let's look at another verse.
我们往后看到耶利米书二十九章十一节。
Let's go to chapter 29, verse 11.
耶利米书二十九章十一节。
Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11.
十一节，耶和华说。我知道我向你们所怀的意念、啊、这个意念也可以翻成计划
Plan for you.
是赐平安的意念或平安的计划不是降灾祸的意念或者不是降灾祸的计划要叫你们末后有指望神对我们每个人有个计划
God has a plan for each one of us.
这个计划带给我们 有指望
And this plan will give us a future and a hope.
你可能会问说，那神今天怎么样引导他的儿女？
And maybe you will ask, how does God guide His children today?
有没有哪一个实际的教导我可以记住的？
Is there an actual teaching that I can remember?
也许一个故事可以帮助你和我。
And maybe a story can help you and me.
过去英国一个很出名的传道人。
In the past, there was a very famous British pastor.
他的名字在你们节目单上面。
His name is printed in the bulletin.
叫做 F.B. Mayer.
F.B. Mayer.
这位传道人，他用一个比喻来解释神的引导。
This pastor used an illustration to describe God's guidance.
有一天，梅尔牧师要坐船经过爱尔兰的海峡。
One day, this pastor Mayer was going to on a boat. Past the Irish Channel.
那天晚上天很黑。
That night was very dark night.
因为月亮跟星星的光都被黑云遮住。
Because the light from the moon and the stars were covered by dark clouds.
所以他问船长说。
And so he asked the captain.
这么黑的晚上看不到岸边。
On such a dark night that we can't see the coast.
你怎么驾驶你的船不碰到其他东西而安全地进入港口呢？
How can you guide the boat and not run to anything and safely into the harbor.
船长告诉他说。
And captain told him.
你看，有三个光在那里。
Do you see three lights ahead?
当我看见这个三个光都成为一条直线的时候。
When I see all those lights, three lights line up as a straight line.
我就知道港口确定的位置。
Then I will know the exact location of the harbor.
我就可以完安全的进入那个港口。
And then I can safely enter the harbor.
没有牧师说。
So Pastor Mayer said.
天父也同样用三个光引导你和我。
In the same way, our Heavenly Father uses three lights to guide us.
让我们在黑暗中不会迷失。
So that we won't be lost in the dark.
在黑暗中不会撞到什么东西。
So we won't run into something.
第一个光。
The first light.
是圣经的光。
It's the light of the Bible.
圣经说什么？
What does the Bible say?
圣经的命令是什么？
What's the command of the Bible?
圣经的应许是什么？
What's the promise in the Bible?
圣经的警告是什么？
What's the warning from the Bible?
圣经禁止什么？
What does the Bible prohibit?
这是第一个关。
It's the first light.
第二个关。
The second light.
是我们内在的圣灵。
It's the indwelling Holy Spirit.
当我们祷告。
To pray for us.
当我们亲近神。
To help us to draw close to God.
当我们专心寻求他。
To seek God with all our hearts.
这个光 变亮起来。
And then this light will shine.
第三个光。
The third light.
环境的光。
Light of circumstance.
有时候门开了。
Sometimes door opens.
有时候门关了。
Other times door will close.
同样的。
In the same way.
有时候环境的光点着了。
Sometimes this circumstance light will shine.
有时候还没有亮。
Sometimes it stays dim.
没有牧师说。
So Pastor Mayer said.
当这个三个光都连成 一条直线的时候。
When all these three lights line up.
我们知道我们是在神的计划当中。
We know that we are in God's will.
我们可以往前行。
Then we can proceed forward.
弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
在这个世界上过日子不容易。
It's not easy to live in this world.
许多事情让我们决定。
And many things we have to make decisions.
要不要换工作。
To change job,
要不要搬家
or to move,
要不要接受一个新的职位
to accept a new job,
当我跟父母亲和妻子 儿女吵丈夫吵架的时候
or when I have arguments with my parents or my spouse
哦，许多专家说我应该这样处理
a lot of the experts say I should do it this way
但神要我怎么处理
but what does God want me to do? How to handle it?
我的孩子们究竟应该念哪间大学
which school should my children go to?
为什么
for college? Why?
如果一个人给我听起来很动听的建议
If somebody gives me a very persuasive suggestion,
我是不是应该接受?
Should I accept it?
我们怎么办?
How should we do?
让我们打开圣经的关。
Let's turn the light of the Bible.
让我们点着圣灵的关。
Let's turn on the light of the Holy Spirit.
让我们注意到环境的关。
And pay attention to the circumstantial light.
因为天父这样的引导你和我。
Because God guides us this way.
你认识你的天父吗？
Do you know your Heavenly Father?
这个答案可能常常在于你怎么样思想你地上的父亲。
Very often the answer depends on how you feel about your Heavenly Father.
可能你的父亲曾经让你失望过。
Maybe your earthly father has disappointed you in the past.
因为所有的父亲。
Because all fathers.
没有一个人达到儿女期望的水平。
Can never reach the expectation of all the children.
有时候这个差距甚至很大。
And sometimes the gap is even too big.
没有办法克服。
To be bridged.
让我们回到圣经。
So let's go back to the Bible.
我们看看我们的天父是怎样的一位神。
Let's look at our Heavenly Father.
他是完全的。
He is perfect.
他不会比今天更好。
He will not be better tomorrow than today.
他不会继续进步的。
He will not continue to improve.
他是慈悲跟安慰人。
He is merciful and comforting.
他是圣洁的。
He is holy.
他为你我的罪忧伤。
And he grieves for our sins.
因为他爱的缘故，他将管教我们。
And because of his love for us, he disciplines us.
如果你一直没有受到他的管教
，If you have not experienced his discipline,
有可能你是私生子。
Maybe because you are illegitimate.
所以他没有管教你。
That's why he has not disciplined you.
并且他要引导我们
And also he is our guide,
走过这一生的道路
on the life path.
天父喜欢接近你
Heavenly Father likes to draw close to you.
那你借着灵修祷告接近他
May you draw close to you through, his, through your Bible reading.
将你的困难需要告诉他
Share your needs and your difficulties with him.
他不会令你失望
He will not disappoint you.
因为他是完全的天父
Because he is perfect Heavenly Father.
他更答应带给你平安
And he promised to give us peace,
喜乐
joy,
能力
power,
然后面对一切的困难
to face all difficulties.
那么比如说祷告
Let's bow and pray.
天父我们谦卑来到你的面前
Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you.
我们感谢你
We thank you.
因为你是我们的阿爸父
Because you are Abba Father.
主啊我们许多做父亲的
Lord, many of us as fathers.
当我们诚心的看到自己的情况
And as we earnestly see our situation.
我们知道我们比你所期望的差了很大截
We know we fall way short of your expectations.
求你让我们定睛在你的身上
Please help us to keep our eyes on you.
朝着你的方向走
To walk towards your you,
每天更像你
to be more like you every day,
因此成为我们妻子跟儿女的祝福
so that we can be a blessing for our wives and our children,
成为教会的祝福
and be a blessing for the church,
而你得到一切的荣耀
and you be glorified in all things.
我们将感谢祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
Let's pray with thanksgiving in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.